All right, today is Daf Mem Tes. It's the second day of Yom Tif.
Well, I guess it better not be the second day of Yom Tif. Otherwise, you should not be listening to this.
But we're going
to
pick up today's Daf from the two dots on Mem Ches Amud Beis after the Mishnah. The Mishnah had given us a machlokes between the Tanakama and Reb Shimon whether or not if you were hita l'shevach, meaning you promised one thing and then over-delivered, whether or not the Kiddushin will be chal. Says the Gemara, im hita l'shevach, harezu mekudeshes. According to Reb Shimon, it's going to work. Frak the Gemara, v'les later Reb Shimon yayin v'nimtza chaymeitz, or likewise chaymeitz v'nimtza yayin. By regular mekach, where it's hitel shevach, you could both be chaser. Alma ikat nichle bechala, vikat nichle bechamra. Some like vinegar more than wine. So hachinami ikat nichle bekaspa, vole nichle bedehava. Some want silver and dafka not gold. Now, why would you want silver and not gold? Taisa speaks out. Maybe there was an active need for kesef, like you got to finish out a piece of jewelry. Taisa says, because of course Taisa is acknowledging that gold is certainly worth more than silver. But maybe he wants silver. Some rafsimi barashi ashkachte la abaye di yosef kamazberle lebre. Abaye was explaining this mishnah to his son, so kagain hachabamayaskinan sha'omer l'shluchai. We're not talking about him fooling the woman. It's the case is that the guy himself sent a shliach, and he said, "Halveni dinar shel kesef v'leich v'kadesh li isha plainis. Go and borrow that silver dinar and be makadesh that isha for me." V'holach, and then this shliach went v'hilva shel zahav, and then he was makadesh the isha with the gold piece. So mar sover kapeda, mar sover mar amakum hulai. It's a question whether or not is the shlichus batal because he might be makbid, or no, he wasn't makbid. He was just basically saying, "Go get me some money." He didn't really care. It was about the mar amakum was all that mattered. So Yehachi Frek the Gemara, if that would be the case, that we're not talking about the chassan fooling the kala, but rather the chassan asking a shliach and the shliach messing up, Yehachi Hiskachi Li, Hiskachi Loi Miboyle, the Lashon is wrong. And also, what's the Lashon of hita l'shevach, hita hu l'shevach miboyle? Because he, meaning the shliach, was mate the mishaleach, the chosin here. And also, nimtza, why is it, turned out it was gold. Mi'ikari nami de zohav havi. There was never any mystery about what the stuff was, so why is there even a Lashon of nimtza? So it does not seem to fit with the Lashon of our Mishnah. Elom Rava, aniva ari shebechabura targimna I, and the ari in the chabura, we explain the Mishnah the following way, umanu, who's this ari of the chabura? That's Rav Chiya bar Oven, that hacha b'mayaskinen, kagon she'omra he, l'shlucha, she. The Kala told her shliach, Tseva Kabali Kedushin Miplani, Shomer Le Eskachali Bediner Shel Kesef, go and accept Kedushin for me because he told me he was going to give me that silver, the Kesef, Vahalach Vanasan Le Diner Shel Zav, and when the shliach, Le Kabbalah, went to go get the money, he received the Zahav. So Mar Savar Kapedo, Mar Savar Mar Amokom Hiloi. So that explains the whole hymn in the Lashon. So Umay Nimtza, but what's that last Lashon of he found? What's the finding? The Kotzayer Bivlisa. It was discovered because when the Shliach picked up the coin was wrapped in a shmata and couldn't see what it was, and lo and behold, it's gold. Amar Abaye, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Rabbi Elazar, Kul Hu Sviril Hu, all three of those Tanaim hold Mar Amokom Hiloi. They hold to that concept of Mar Amokom, and it's not going to be a Kapeda. And now we'll show you the Mara Makaymas of where they say Mara Makam.
Pun very much intended.
Rabbi Shimon Hada Amrin. We just talked about Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Ditznan, in the following Mishnah in Bava Basra, moving over to Amud Aleph, get Pashit Edim Mitoichei, a typical flat get, like the kind that we would write, you write the Edim on the inside of the piece of paper, meaning on the bottom of the paper. Mekusher, if it's folded over, like a Kayan does, to make sure that he cools off before he divorces his wife that he can't remarry. Edim Machurov, the Edim written on the backside of the folds as you fold down the get. Pashit Shekosvu Edim Miachurov, or Mekusher Shekosvu Edim Mitoichei, Shnei Psulin. You got to do it exactly the way you're supposed to do it. Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel, Leimer, Mekusher Shekosvu Edim Mitoichei is kosher, Sheyachol La'asoisei Pashit, you can always unfold it. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Leimer, and here's our punchline, Hakol Kaminiga Medina, it does not matter. So now, Vahavinanba, Vatanakama Lesle Minega Medina, this that Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says that Hakol Kaminiga Medina, you tell me the Tanakama wouldn't hold that way? Of course he would. V'omer of Ashi, Ba'asr din Nihigi be Pashit, V'avale Mekusher, or Inami Ba'asr din Nihigi be Mekusher, V'avale Pashit, if you do the wrong Minega Makam, Kuliyamla Pligi Devadek Peda, because that's not the way things are done. Ki Pligi, where is there a machlek between Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel and the Tanakama? That's Ba'asr din Nihigi ben, Be'pashit ben, Be'mekusher, V'omer le Avale Pashit, V'ozal Avale Mekusher. The guy did it not the way his instruction were, even though the Minega Makam was to do it either way. Mar Savar Kapeda, Mar Savar Mara Makam Ulai. But clearly, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel holds with the Svar of Mara Makam Ulai. Rabbi Lazar, our third Tana, also holds with Mara Makam, did Nan. The Mishnah says in Gittin, Ha'isha Sha'amar Hiskabali Gitti Mamakam Plaini. So the Isha said to her Shleach to go get the get from that location. V'kibo Lagitim Mamakam Acher Pasel. Rabbi Lazar, Machshir, Alma Kisavar, Mara Makam Hilai. So there's not any Kpeda in the location of the picking up. It was just, that was just part of the instruction for the sake of Mara Makam, but not also the Kapeda. Omar Ula, Machlaikis B'Shevach Mammon. This Machlaikis between the Tanakama and Reb Shimon, that when you surprise her, L'Shevach, that's Dafka, L'Gabi monetary Mila. Aval B'Shevach Yuchsin. But if it's Nagir to the Yichus, meaning, guess what, I have better Yichus than you thought, then Divrei HaKoel ain't a Mekudeshes. Seems surprising, right? But my Taima, Misana de Rav mekari le beina. People don't want to wear a shoe that's too big for them. The way Rashi learns this is that it's going to lead to gaiva. The woman is afraid of him thinking that he's better than her because of the yichus. So that's a possible thing, that a person might be makbid, and therefore it's ena mekudeshes. And what's an example of that? Not that, hey, guess what, my great uncle is Rabbi Yashiv. It's more like, I'm not as puzzle as you thought I was. If you look at Rashi, it's, you thought I was a mamzer, turns out I'm only a nesin. Tani nami hachi, moider b'shimen im hita l'shevach yuchsin, ena mekudeshes. Amar of Ashi, masnisa nami deka diktani almanasha ani kayhein, v'nimtza levi, this is coming up in the next Mishnah, or levi v'nimtza kayin, or nesin v'nimtza mamzer, or mamzer v'nimtza nesin. V'loi polig r'b'shimen, and r'b'shimen is not arguing in the next Mishnah. In other words, he only argued in our Mishnah. This seems to be mashma, that he's only arguing in a case of when it is l'gabe shevach mamen, and not l'gabe shevach yuchsin. Maskif lo mar bar of Ashi, ela diktani, almanashi yeshli ba. The later mission is going to say that if a guy says almanas, that I have a daughter who's grown up, Rashi learns she's old enough to be a meshamesh. In other words, she's old enough to work. Taisa says no, it means that she works with hair, and therefore she goes from house to house and she schmoozes with people because everybody talks to their hairdresser. Ve'ainli, but it turns out that this guy, when he made such a tonight, wasn't true, or almanas she'ainli, or he says, I don't have such a daughter, v'yeshla, and he does have it, that's de shevach mamenhu. That's considered like a shevach mamen, that even though his kala thought that she wasn't going to get a maidservant help, and turns out she does, but the kash is later on, when that case is brought, Reb Shimon doesn't seem to argue, even though that's shevach mamen. So hachinami delay polik, so therefore, how can you say here also that you're being medayik, the dekanami, that Reb Shimon is not being chelik? You see that the Mishnah is not so careful to always mention when Reb Shimon is chaylik. Ela polagareshev who hadin l'seifa. Hachinami polagareshev who hadin l'seifa. It's not mochrach that they're masking by yuchsin because you see that Reb Shimon is not clearly arguing every time it's shevach mamen as well. Frakting mar hachi hashta. Hasim idiv idid shevach mamen hu. So polagareshev who hadin b'seifa. That same machlekes is extending also to the second part of the Mishnah. Abrahacha de shevach yuchsin hu. It's a new part of the Mishnah. So misa de polag nisni. If Reb Shimon really held differently than the Tanakama, you should have said so. So it is takatek nami. Or inami hachinami shevach yuchsin. It could be that this whole almanah. That's also considered Shevach Yuchsin. Why? Because me savers my Megudelis G'day L'mamish. You just assume that she was old enough to do these household tasks. But it's not true. My Megudelis, you know what the word Megudelis means? Gadelis. That means that she's a chush of a lady, and she's considered respected by the community. De Omrihi, and therefore the Kala might say to herself, Le'nichli de Shakla Mine Minoi. I don't need to have such a stepdaughter who's not going to listen to what I have to say. V'ozla Nadia Kame Shvivusai. And she's going to go ahead and tell all the neighbors about all the goings on in the house. So that's a Shevach Yuchsin, and therefore there's no diuk, the fact that Reb Shimon didn't argue. Tana Rabbanan! Now for the rest of the daf is all of the almanases. Almanash ani karaina. If a guy says, I'm being makadash you on the condition that I am considered a karaina. I'm a someone who knows how to read Torah. So kivan shakara shleisha psukim beis haknesses. If he can learn three psukim, arizum kadeshes. Reb Yudai marad shiyikra v'yitargim. You have to be able to do targim as well. Frak the gemara yitargim midaite. Does it make sense that we want him to be matargim according to his own understanding of what the pasuk is saying? Reb Yudai marad matargim pasuk kitzurasei hare. He's so careful when you translate. On one hand, if you do it too literally, you're a badoi. And if you do it with your own pshat, so then you could be a macharif from a gadev. Dr. Henry Abramson today goes through the history of translating Gemara into English. Well before Art Scroll and before Sansino, in the early 1900s, there was an original translation of all of Shas into English, which was widely considered bad. Ayin Shum. Elamai Targum. What does Rabbi Huda mean when he says that this chosin has to be able to give a Targum? Targum. Done. He's talking about Targum Unculus. Fascinating Rashi over here. Three lines from the bottom. Rashi says, V'unkelus kishahaysef leimi daitai haysef. Unkelus wasn't saying his own stuff. Shahare besinai nitan. This, what Unkelus said, was given at Har Sinai. Eloshin ishtakach. So when I was preparing and listening to Rabbi Rosner, I'm listening to him from a previous cycle. He went off on a tear here to be mechazik everybody in the halacha of Shnai Mekar Ve'echad Targum, to stress that it's not just a chumrah or a nice idea, but it's actually a halacha. So even though he's, of course, speaking many years ago at an earlier cycle of Daf Yomi, I thought it was interesting because right now we're about to start. So I'll share a couple of Mar Mekaymas that he said regarding Shnai Mekar, because it's a chizik as we come to Parshas Bereishis. The Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Shabbos Siman Reish Pehei says that there's a mila of Unkelus over Rashi, because every single word of Torah is translated by Unkelus as opposed to Rashi. But of course, there's also a mila of Rashi, because you understand it, and therefore, really, the best thing is to do both. Rabbi Avadya Yosef in Yechav Adas, Chelek Gimel Siman Lamed Zayin, says it's kedai to read all the unkelus, even though you don't know what it's talking about. And Rav Moshe in Chelek Hay, Siman Yud Zayin, when he was asked the Shaila about somebody who's Tairosoy Umnosoy, a guy who's sitting learning all day, does he also have to do the Shnei Mekar Ve'echad Targum? And he says, Pashadu Barer, there's no Shaila, there's no Ptura, he has to read the Shnai Mikra V'yecha Targum every single week. Back to the Gemara, V'hani Mili, and this, that the Braisa says that he has to be able to read three psukim, D'omer le Karaina, that's only when he says to the Isha, Hari Amu Kadesh Yisrael Yamanashi Ani Karaina, Aval Omer le Kro'ana, however, if he says, I'm an expert on Torah, Ad de Korei Araisa Nevi'e Ksuvi B'diuka, he has to do all these things with precision, Torah, Nevi'im, and Ksuvim. Weiter, Al Menashe Ani Shaina, I'm a learned guy. So if a guy makes such a tanai that I'm a learned guy, so how are we to understand that? So Chizki Omer Halachas, that means he knows Halachal Moshe Misinai's. Rabbi Yechanan Omer, Taira Meisvei. Ezuhi Mishnah. When we say Mishnah, which we're assuming is connected to the word Shaina, Rabbi Meir Omer Halachas. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Medrash. Turning over. So how are we to understand this Machlekes in reference to what we just said? So my Taira, Midrash Taira. So therefore Rabbi Yechanan is not shver with what Rabbi Yehuda said. Vahani Mili to Omer Latanina, and this is Odafka, where he says, I'm someone who studies. Avul Omer Latana. I am a Tana, Adetani Hilchasa Sifra, Sifri Vitaisefta. So then it's a higher level and he has to know all that as well. Almanashani Talmud. A guy says, I'm a Talmud, like an Amma Talmud Chacham. Ain't Imram Kishim ben Azio Kishim ben Zayma. Elikol Shashayel and I say, Bechol Makam Dover Echad, Bili Muda Vi Amrai, Afila Bemesechta Kala. He doesn't have to be that level of Talmud Chacham. Even if you ask him a question, he can say, the Marom Makam, he knows even in Mesechta Kala. Rashi learns Afila Mesechta Kala, that even something that there's Ain't Oimik Bozak Rashi seems like a lesser thing. Whereas the Taisus Harush says, even if he knows Mesechta Kala, meaning it's like a Chumra, he has to even know those more esoteric Mesechtas. Weiter, Almanasha ani chacham, ein oimrim ki chachme yavnev kirub yakiva chaveirov. That's not the level of chachma he needs. Ella, kol shashayel maisai dvar chachma, bekom makam oimer, as long as if someone asks him a dvar chachma, and he can answer. Now, what's a dvar chachma? Zogt Rashi, chachma, Torah v'derech eretz. Vos heis chachma, Torah v'derech eretz. Zogtum sha'ar mitzuyim balacha. It's clear from Rashi that if you have Torah without derech eretz, it ain't called Torah. All right, next one. Almanashani gibar, I am very strong. Ain Imram Kaavner ben Ner, Ukiyoy ben Suriya. Elakol Shechaver of Messiah, me men would make Vrosa. Anybody who's afraid of him because of how strong he is. That's considered a gibar. Almanashani Oshir, Ain Imram Kerabelezer ben Charsum, Ukrabelezer ben Azariah. Elakol Shebneir, Machabdonai Sebnei Oishrei. If they give him the Aliyah, so they should get a big donation from him, that would be enough to be called an Oshir. Almanashani Tzadik, this is a famous one. Afilu Rosha Gomer Mikudeshes. The guy is a Rosha. We know him to be a Rosha. It's still Mikudeshes. Shema Hirachuva be Daitai. Maybe he was Mahar Bechuva. Now the Beis Yosef wants to know, well, does that mean that even if he has somebody else's money still in his hands, Lachar, he has to return the money? He can't be considered having done Tshuva if he hasn't yet returned whatever somebody else's thing is. And the Beis Yosef brings two dais, actually. It might still be considered a tzaddik. The Rishonim do speak out when we say that Shema Hira Bechuva, therefore it's only a maybe that he did Tshuva, and therefore it's only Safik Mekudeshes. There's no Vade Mekudeshes. There is a Chiddush Dika Aruch HaShulchan that says, if this guy was Huchzik already to be a tzaddik, in other words, a guy who has a Cheskas Kashrus, and now he says it, Almanashani Tzaddik, at that point, it can be Vadai Mekudeshes. It wouldn't be a Safik Mekudeshes. Now, one ha'ara on this Gemara also is that why are we calling this guy a tzaddik? Maybe he's a bal tshuva. L'chara, the terminology is odd. Based on this, the Rugged Shaver says this is the pshat in the Rambam in Hilchas Tshuva Perek Zayin Halacha Dalad, where the Rambam paskins Mokum Shabale Tshuva Oimdim Ein Tzaddikim Gemur Michayon Labai, which is l'chara telling a machlekes. That's Rav Avohu in Brachas Keneged Rabbi Yochanan. And why is the Rambam so quick to paskin like Rav Avohu? You'd think we'd paskin like Rabbi Yochanan that the tzaddik Gemara might be more chashiv than the bal tshuva. So the Rugged Shaver says it's this Gemara. This Gemara, which is saying, the guy is saying Almanas Shani Tzaddik, and he's maybe a Bal Tshuva, Vais Techeis, the Bal Tshuva is better than the Tzaddik. Otherwise, she would be disappointed, maybe it wouldn't be Mekudeshes. So you can learn the Gemara that way, that there's a Bechla Masaimona. I'm not just a Tzaddik, I'm a Bal Tshuva, which is even better than a Tzaddik. Rav Pinny Gross pointed out that this is a little challenging Bechla in the Gemara, because then it sounds like it's Shevach Yuchsin, and Shevach Yuchsin was Divrei HaKol Ein Mekudeshes. So that's Stamakasha if you learn the Gemara that way, and certainly like the way the Rugged Shaver seems to be learning it. Next line, Almanashani Rosha, Afilu Tzadik Gomer Mekudeshes, Shema Hirher Dover Avedis Kechavim Bedaite. Maybe he had such a Hirher, and therefore he's already a Rosha. Asara Kabin Chachma Yardula Oilam, Tisha Natla Eretz Yisrael. So Avir Eretz Yisrael is Machkim, as we know, and therefore Tisha Kabin went to Eretz Yisrael. Asara Kabin Yaifi Yerdu La'olam, beauty went to the world. Tisha Natla Yerushalayim, Ve'echad Kol Ha'olam Kulay. Asara Kabin Ashiris Yerdu La'olam, Tisha Natlu Romiyim Kadmainim, the early Romans took 9 of the 10, Ve'echad Kol Ha'olam Kulay. Asara Kabin Anius Yerdu La'olam, Tisha Natla Bavel, Ve'echad Kol Ha'olam Kulay. Asara Kabin Gassus Yerdu La'olam, that's a Bal Gaivakite. Tisha Natlu Elam, Elam is someplace near Bavel, Ve'echad Kol Ha'olam Kulay. Bavloi. So this Chazal says Elam, but not in Bavel itself. In fact, the Gemara Vagasas la Bavel loy nachis. You tell me the Iker Gaiva didn't go to Bavel proper? V'oksiv, it says in the pasuk in Zechariah. V'esa einai ve'era v'hinei shtayim noshim yoytzim v'ruach b'chnafeim. I raised my eyes and I saw the two women coming with wind in their wings. V'lo heina k'nafeim k'kanfei chasida. They had wings like this bird. V'tesena es v'efa ben ha'aretz v'ben ha'shamayim. And they lifted up this efa. V'omar al ha'malach adayver b'yano heima moleches as ha'efa. Where are they taking the efa? V'omar Eli live nice love base be'eretz shinar. V'omar Rabbi Yochanan, how is he understanding this pasuk? Zu chanufa v'gasas haruch shiradu l'bavel. So you see that bavel got a lot of gasas haruch.
Shinar, as the pasuk said, being bavel.
The Gemara in lahavi nachis, it went to bavel, that kind of gaiva, v'shtarvuvehu, v'shtarvuvelosim, and then it made its way to Elam from there. Dekanami diktani, live nice labayas. Shmami, no, it sounds like that the gaiva was no longer in Bavel and it had left for Elam. Any fracting marva omarav, similagasas anias, vanias, babavhudika. If you want to know if a place has a lot of gaiva in it, if you see poor people, that's the product of gaiva. And there's a lot of poverty in Bavel. So lechaira, Bavel should be the ikar place of the gaiva. So I was talking to Gemara, my anias, anias de teira. She's a young girl that does not have shadayim. Elam learned Torah but didn't get to teach Torah. Asara kabin gevura yardu lo'olam, tishanaflu parsiim. Asara kabin kinim yardu lo'olam, lice, tishanatlu modai. Asara kabin kshafim yardu lo'olam, witchcraft, tishanatlu mitzrayim. Right, that's tagdine paro, etc. Asara kabin negayim yardu lo'olam, tishanatlu chazirim. Pigs took 9 out of 10. Asara kabin znus yardu lo'olam, Tisha Nutla Aravia, the Arabs got 9 out of 10. Asara Kabin Azus Yardul Oilam, Tisha Nutlu Mishan, which Art Scroll tells us is somewhere in southern Iraq. Here's another famous one. Asara Kabin Sicha Yardul Oilam, Tisha Nutlu Noshim, women like to talk. Asara Kabin Shikhra Yardul Oilam, drunkenness, Tisha Nutlu Kushim, remember that next time you see a drunk Ethiopian. And Asara Kabin Shena Yardul Oilam, Tisha Nutlu Avadim, Ve'echad Nutlu Kol Oilam Kulai. The Avadim took 9/10 of sleep, and the rest of the world only took one. Mirtz Hashem, we'll pick it up with the Mishnah next time.